The bill fixes an error in legislation from earlier this month, making sure that annual school funding rises more than $500 million over the next 5 years. But Democrats think it's too little money to convince the Kansas Supreme Court that schools are getting enough to help thousands of kids overcome their academic struggles. And some Republicans are just as pessimistic, even if a few, like Steve Fitzgerald, draw different conclusions.
What's going to solve this is going to be a constitutional amendment that takes the judiciary out of the appropriations portion of government.
The governor says he'll sign the bill. State lawyers have a week to finish writing arguments for the court in hopes of ending 7 years of litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.